The Shepherd Study, helping pastors discover literature to broaden their ministries. This week we take a look at Biblical Hermeneutics, Five Views, edited by Stanley E. Porter and Beth M. Stovall. Our reviewer this week is Pastor John Dermy. Stanley E. Porter is President, Dean, and Professor of New Testament at McMaster Divinity College in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. He has authored or co-authored 18 books, edited over 70 volumes, and published hundreds of articles and other contributions on language, writings, and interpretation of the New Testament. Beth M. Stovall is Assistant Professor of Biblical Studies at St. Thomas University in Miami Gardens, Florida. She has authored one book and contributed to several edited volumes. According to the editors, Biblical Hermeneutics, Five Views, represents a new way of presenting several of the major views within Biblical Hermeneutics. Rather than introducing the individual hermeneutical approaches in survey fashion or providing a step-by-step instruction guide to interpretation, this book provides a forum for discussion by including contributions from several of the major advocates of these diverse models. Each of the five contributors submitted an essay that describes the hermeneutical method that he employs, including an interpretation of Matthew 2:7-15. After reading the initial essays, each contributor then submitted a response that allowed him to criticize the other methods and review the strengths of his own method in light of the others. The editors contributed an introduction, which set the context of the discussion, and a conclusion, which focused on what they saw as the strengths of each method and highlighted what the methods have in common. Craig L. Blumberg of Denver Seminary offers the historical critical grammatical view as a foundational approach to any interpretation of Scripture. He presents it as a middle road between the historical critical method and what he calls the grammatico-historical method. Once historical criticism is cleansed of its anti-supernaturalist worldview, its textual, source, form, tradition, and redaction criticism are essential for understanding the contents of an original document, its formation and origin, its literary genre and subgenres, the authenticity of the purportedly historical material it includes, and its theological or ideological emphases and distinctives. An example of the conclusions that he draws, according to his method, is that he identifies the book of Matthew as a redaction of the book of Mark, with material added from a lost compilation of sayings called Q, and a lost collection of traditions called M. Blumberg claims that we can hold on to inerrancy even though we criticize what the Bible presents as historical fact. He explains that his approach is grammatical, because it always pays attention to the meaning of words in their historical and cultural contexts as collocated in phrases, clauses, sentences, paragraphs, and still larger units of thought. Finally, he sees his method as